In a statement on Wednesday, the Utah Department of Health reported that the cases of gonorrhea in Utah this year are on track to almost double the cases reported last year. According to the Department of Health, gonorrhea is the second most common sexually transmitted disease behind chlamydia, which is on the rise as well. In addition, syphilis cases have also doubled. Lynn Miner, the program manager at Utah's Communicable Disease Prevention Program, says that the spike in gonorrhea cases has occurred largely in the heterosexual and female population.
And the increase among females has occurred across all age groups, and that is from 15 to 64 years, with the largest increases observed in females ages 25 to 29, 35 to 39, and 40 and above.
Oftentimes, gonorrhea can be symptomless in the short term, which makes it difficult for infected individuals to know they have it. Therefore, Miner urges caution to those who are sexually active.
What we're recommending right now is that sexually active patients of all ages should be screened on a regular basis. And special attention, of course, should be paid to higher risk patients, including anyone with new and/or multiple partners. So we're really recommending right now to screen regularly, regardless of your risk.
Gonorrhea is treatable, but has grown increasingly resistant in recent years, making proper testing and treatment more important than ever. As Miner says, Utahns are required to report STDs to the state. This is to ensure better treatment for the patients as well as for their sexual partners.
You know, if you come in and you say, you know, I've had three partners, you know, within the past couple of months, they will contact those partners to bring them in and to treat them. And in Utah, we will treat them for free. So we want to make sure that we are treating all partners.
Utah isn't the only state seeing a rise in gonorrhea. Miner says many states are noticing a similar trend. Ryan Cunningham, KCPW News.